Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, my next guest, you know him from popular UK TV shows like The Masked Singer, 8 out of 10 Cats, what else? First and Last, What Would Your Kid Do? Have I Got News For You? Many, many, QI, loads of TV shows. He actually has his own Sunday morning radio show as well. He helps run a comedy club. He's one of UK's most loved comedians who brings his Like Me tour to Galway, Cork, Dublin next month, and he's on the line now to tell me all about it. Jason Manford, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Jenny. How are you?
I'm not too bad. First of all, are you doing this tour to get away from your six children?
I mean, I'm not allowed to say that out loud, but I got to say, it helps, especially after being in lockdown for 18 months or so. You know, it's nice to finally get back out on tour.
Yeah, totally.
Homeschooling.
What was lockdown like for you with six kids?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty full on. Obviously, you know, I talk about it quite a bit in the show now because, you know, it was part of my life for so long. But, you know, my wife sort of carried on working and I had to get on with the homeschooling. I don't think I've ever felt as thick in all my life.
What age? I mean, or what year or what class do you think, I can't do this anymore?
Oh, I mean, I was doing year six geography. So what's that like? Last year of primary school.
And
I was
sixth class, nah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, it's gone. There's just nothing left. We were on the trampoline most days, if I'm honest.
PE.
Yeah, just exactly.
You're a PE teacher, deadly. So, Jason, you're coming to Ireland. People are very, very excited. What can people expect from the show?
It's just a lot of fun. It's so lovely to be back doing shows. That the audiences have been coming and they are so up for it. There's been a real party atmosphere. And like I said, it's sort of a bit of a look about of what it's been going on over the last couple of years. So it'll be nice to find out what the slight differences are between our experiences. Mm. But really, it's just, I always say to people, you know what? It's a way of just getting in somewhere, forgetting about all your worries for a couple of hours, just having a good laugh. I've certainly enjoyed going back. It's quite cathartic, I think, just getting back on stage and having a good old laugh over the of all the madness.
And you have a connection through your grandparents to Dublin. Is that right? Where in Dublin?
Yeah, they're both from Dublin, and I sort of get back quite a bit. And actually, all over the place. With you know, it's one of those places when I go to Ireland. I mean, I don't even know why I'm on the radio show this morning to sell tickets, because I know for a fact as soon as I come over, I'll get a phone call of someone saying, "Jason, can we have 25 tickets?"
yeah,
for the show. That's literally every time. Like, who's
happens.
This now? You know, it's your cousin from that party. You know. So,
yeah. Down in Canberra, because apparently your grandparents hail from Canberra, lovely, lovely part of the world. Can I ask you though, you're going back on stage, but with the fear of being cancelled and now the fear of being slapped, how hard is it to be a stand-up comedian today? I mean, do you have to really think about it when you write material?
I mean, no, not really, if I'm honest. Not when you're writing it. I mean, you do it and if it gets a laugh, you keep saying it. You know, the thing about material and jokes is that it's a meritocracy, really. If people are still, if enough people are laughing, then you keep doing it. The only people you have to bow to, essentially, are the people who are paying tickets and paying for the tickets and coming to your show. And people who come to live comedy are not the same people who are sat at home on keyboards and complaining to the press. So, you know, you've got to sort of just, you're never going to please everybody. So you just got to keep doing what
you got to please yourself. You got to please yourself. Yeah. Well, listen, there's limited amount of tickets still available. You got to get your hands on them before Jason's family, extended family, call them and
100%.
Look for freebies. So where should people go if they want tickets to see you?
You can head over to my website, jasonmanford.com, or the Town Hall Theatre, Galway, the Cork Opera House, or Vicar Street, which I think is pretty much full Vicar Street, but it's worth just checking just in case.
Deadly. Ticketmaster.ie. Jason, thanks so much for coming on the show. There we go. That was comedian Jason Manford speaking to us about his current Like Me tour. It's in Galway, it's in Cork, it's in Dublin in June, and we all need a laugh. Go to jasonmanford.com and ticketmaster.ie.
Jennifer Zamparelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.